The majority of today's train route between Chicago and Pontiac operates over what was the Michigan Central Railroad. We'll be riding on the former main line of the Michigan Central for about 240 miles between Porter, Indiana and Detroit. In 1830, Michigan officials came up with the idea for a railroad line to be built from Detroit to St. Joseph. The original proposal called for freight to travel by rail between these two cities and then be shipped to Chicago by boat across Lake Michigan. The Detroit and St. Joseph Railroad was chartered in 1831 to begin the development of the new rail line. By the mid-1860s, the Michigan Central became part of the ever-expanding New York Central Railroad. Despite this, the Michigan Central operated as an independent subsidy through the 1950s. A series of mergers occurred and the rail line through Michigan became owned by the Norfolk Southern. The Norfolk Southern sold off a good portion of its main line to the state of Michigan recently, who was contracted with Amtrak to maintain it.
Chicago is the third largest city in the United States. Currently, Chicago has a population of 2.7 million people. The entire metropolitan area has 9.5 million. In 1803, the U.S. Army built Fort Dearborn. It was located along the banks of the Chicago River, near where Michigan Avenue crosses it today. During the War of 1812, this fort and most of the small surrounding community was destroyed in a surprise attack by a group of Potawatomi Indians. The second fort was rebuilt a few years later. During the mid-1800s, Chicago was one of the fastest growing cities in the world. This was due to its prime location for shipping goods. In October 1871, the Great Chicago Fire broke out, destroying an area 4 miles long and 1 mile wide. This was a large section of the city. After the fire, a greater Chicago emerged. Internationally acclaimed architects flocked to the city for its reconstruction.
Our train begins its eastbound journey to Detroit-Pontiac at Chicago's Union Station. The history of Union Station dates back to 1874, when five competing railroads agreed to build and share a single station. It was to be located on the site of the current Chicago's Union Station. Before this, each railroad had its own station in the downtown area. This setup meant that the through travelers had to make very inconvenient transfers through the downtown area from one station to another. The original station opened in 1881. However, after just a few decades of use, city officials called for an enlarged Union Station to be built on the same site. The current Union Station finally opened its doors 12 years later in May 1925.
Look to the left between 35th Street and 37th Street for views of Guaranteed Rate Field. This is the current home of the Chicago White Sox. The mortgage lender bought the naming rights in November 2016. Prior to that, it was U.S. Cellular Field and then even Comiskey Park. The stadium currently has a seating capacity for 40,615 fans.
Just about four blocks west of our rail line between 39th Street and 47th Street once stood Chicago's Union Stockyards. From 1865 until the 1920s, more meat was processed in Chicago than in any other place in the world, earning the city the nickname Hog Butcher of the World. The size and scale of the Union Stockyards, along with new technology in rail transport and refrigeration, allowed for the creation of some of America's first truly global companies, led by entrepreneurs like Gustav Franklin Swift and Philip Donworth Armour.
After passing through the Englewood Freight Yard, the train parallels the Chicago Skyway for a few miles on the right. It opened in April 1958 and serves as a shortcut for traffic heading to Northwest Indiana. The Skyway is a part of Interstate 90, the longest interstate in the country, stretching from Boston to Seattle. The city of Chicago prohibited toll roads, but not toll bridges. So the Chicago Skyway was built as an 8-mile elevated roadway or bridge to get around the city regulation. It features one tall bridge perched 125 feet in the air over the Calumet River.